What happened was at age 36, I had a near fatal heart attack. I thought I was healthy before that heart attack. I was running 3 to 5 miles, 3 or 4 times a week, working out in a gym, feeling pretty good, and with really no symptoms to speak of. And so when I started a meeting with a cardiologist at Rhode Island Hospital, they ran a whole bunch of tests, and they, you know, went over me with a fine-tooth comb, and they determined that I was born with hereditary high cholesterol, which led to premature hardening of the arteries. And so that was obviously news to me. And then 6 months later, working out at a YMCA, I had another heart attack. This one was much more mild, and I recuperated quite rapidly. My cardiologist here told me I had a lot of heart damage in both those heart attacks. So as time went on, I went back to work, and my heart disease started to get worse. I started developing ascites, retaining fluid in your body. And about 9 years out from my first heart attack, I passed out one morning, and my cardiologist said, "We need to get you to Mass General. You have ventricular tachycardia." A number of examinations, and that's exactly what I did have. One morning, I got up to go to work. It was on a Friday morning, and my defibrillator went off about 7 or 8 times in a period of about 5 minutes. It just kept throwing me to the floor, and I thought, well, this is it. And they got me to the hospital, Miriam Hospital. I was then under the treatment of Dr. William Deck at Mass General in the heart transplant unit, because they were determined that someday I would need a heart transplant. So they transferred me to Mass General, and Dr. Deck came to see me in ICU, and he said, "Well, you're not going anywhere. You're going to stay here until you get a new heart, because you need one." But I wasn't eligible to get listed for a heart transplant because my kidney function was so bad after all those years of taking medication for my heart disease, including a diuretic, which is very powerful. So they worked at getting my kidney function to a range that was acceptable by their protocol for a heart transplant. So I was born with only one kidney, come to find out. So it was very, damaged a lot, but I finally got it under this certain threshold, and I was listed, I think it was the second week of July, I was listed for a heart transplant. And I got the transplant on August 22nd, 1996. Lori would visit me every night. She came up on the night before my transplant, not knowing that was going to be my transplant the next day. And I was really, really sick. They got to the room, and I just felt really bad. And I said, "Lori, you got to go home." And she goes, "Well," I said, "I just need to be alone, because I was going to die that night." It was just something different. I felt this is it. I'm done. No heart. I remember curling up into a little ball, saying a prayer to myself. Next thing I know, a nurse came in at 5 a.m. and said, "Your doctor says you gotta go." So I had my operation later that day, and went fine. Recovered, and I got discharged from Mass General September 9th, and I went back to work at Channel 10 October 1st. I had my transplant. 2 days later, Laurie's in the elevator at the Hospital Trust Building, going to see something to do with her work in the chamber. She's in the elevator, and there's these two women in there, and one woman says, "Yeah, my sister's a nurse at Rhode Island Hospital, and they harvested Jim Terracani's heart there 2 nights ago." So Laurie said she got off the elevator, and she went looking at, we had Providence journals in our house. So she found one that was 4 days, it was dated August 18th. And there it was, a guy was charged with manslaughter for killing this 22-year-old guy, Alvaro Leveron, in Providence. And that was my donor.